White. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, February 15th, 1904.
My dear son, Willie, I miss you every day. I should be so glad to see you coming to my room again with your hands full of letters to talk over matters of interest with me. But I will not complain. I feel so thankful for this refuge. My room is worth a great deal to me. Brother Katie came to St. Helena on the morning train yesterday, and I had some talk with him before dinner. He told me that I had told him to keep his eyes open as he traveled from place to place for a favorable place in which to establish the school, and that he had found one place that seemed suitable. It is 6 or 7 miles from Sebastopol, and there are 150 acres of excellent land. The property is owned by a lady who bought it for a health resort. She has had as many as 150 people there at one time. The house on the place is not an expensive building, yet every room is commodious. There are 30 acres of orchard, and the trees are in bearing. There are 40 acres of forest land covered with oak, pine, and other kinds of trees. The lady would like to sell part of the land to meet a mortgage on the property. Brother Katie asked her if she would like to sell the whole property, and she very decidedly said no. Afterward, he received a letter from her, saying that she would sell the property for $15,000. He wrote and asked her if this was the lowest price that she would take, but he has not yet received a reply. Brother Katie is very favorably impressed with the place. There would be ample room from agricultural work to be carried on by the students. There is an abundant supply of water and no frost. He thinks that oranges would grow there. When you come home again, you must go to see this place. Elder Loughborough came today, bringing with him the manuscript for his new book. He wishes to call my attention to some points. I could do nothing about the matter today, but will try to go over the points with him tomorrow. He took dinner with us. He seems to be in good spirits. I wrote to Dr. Whitelock today in regard to the purchase of the Potts Sanitarium and the property adjoining it. From a letter that I received from Dr. Whitelock, I gathered that they do not clearly understand whether the Granger property is to be purchased or not. Dr. Whitelock said in his letter that 10 acres of the Granger property had already been sold, and that the rest was offered for $10,000. I wrote to him to secure the property before any more of it is sold. I thought that this would be your judgment. The Granger property should be secured if the Potts Sanitarium is purchased. I told them that if they got into financial straits, I could borrow money from the bank and send them some. The $2,000 loaned me by the General Conference Association I have placed in the bank, with the exception of $500, which I sent to Dr. Whitelock. Dr. Whitelock asked me to telegraph in regard to the Granger property, and I sent them a message, telling them to follow their best judgment. Sister Gottsian is there, and Dr. Whitelock said that he had written for Brother Ballinger to come, that they might counsel with him. I think that I have done all that I can do, and I shall let the matter rest with those who have taken the responsibility. We are all well. I am writing some important matter which I hope to get off in a few days. I am sleeping in my office room now, and the rheumatism does not trouble me nearly so much. Just a few words in regard to the work in Washington. I do not look with favor upon the prospect of Sister Rousseau and Sister Tuxford being connected with this work. Neither of them understands how to economize, and their expenditure of means in such an institution as a sanitarium would not have the best influence. This is the light given me. If they were connected with the sanitarium to be established, or with the restaurant, needless expense would be incurred. The thought of these women being connected with the work in Washington is painful to me. They have not the experience that would fit them for such work. I know that what I am saying is true. At every step, economy must be studied and practiced. We cannot afford to follow the counsel of those who do not know the meaning of self-denial or self-sacrifice. Every inclination to display is to be guarded against. In the past, this matter has been presented to me as I now present it to you, and I write you this that you may know what steps to take. The sisters I have mentioned would better connect with some other work. We cannot run the risk of having them connect with the work in Washington. Your family are all well. I have not yet taken treatment, but I am preparing to. I hope that you will guard your health carefully. In much love,